وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Still in this chapter of dhikr, and in it is included making du'as, etc. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَشَهَّدَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَرْبَعِينَ. When a person has made his tahajjud tashahhud in his namaz, that is when the attahiyat position, and we have read our durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person should occasionally make this dua also in his nafil namaz. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam. O Allah, I seek refuge from you, or of you, from four things. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person should seek refuge of four things. And one of them is from the adab of Jahannam. We all have some idea of how terrible that punishment is, and we should beg Allah Ta'ala to protect us from it. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, and the azab of the qabr also. The questioning in the qabr, and then if snakes are let loose, if there's a fire in the qabr, from that also we should regularly seek protection from Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes in namaz also, in nafil namaz. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ, and of the fitna, the test, trials and tribulations of life and death also. In life also, what a person can go through, difficulties and hardships that he faces, and after death also all the difficulties and hardships that he can face. وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ, and of the evil of Dajjal, that when he will come, all that fitna also. And today the fitna of Dajjal, all the preliminary is completely manifest and open already. And a person must seek protection, otherwise he finds himself, even he might term it involuntarily, to go on porn sites, for example, play computer games, involved in sports, etc., taking deep interest in sports and all these things. These are all, and also all this du'as show that how great Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. His knowledge, his very deep concern, and this he had advised the ummah to do this. So these are four du'as behind which there are great, great lessons also. And we should also see whether at any time we even ask Allah protection from this. Everyone is going to die. We are going to face the qabr, the trials and tribulations of the qabr. Continuously in life we are going through various things, what and what cannot happen. A person just coming to the masjid can reverse and bump somebody, or he bumps another car. Going now back, anything can happen. Lot of trials and tribulations face a person all the time, and even after death. And then of the Dajjal, those are the most severe things also. How a person's iman is going to be tested with the Dajjal, and all the harms and evils of the Dajjal. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام إلى الصلاة يكون من آخر ما يقول بين التشهد والتسليم. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform his namaz, then the last words he used to say between tashahud and making salam, which is also reading at-tahiyyat and then durood sharif and then the dua at the end. Sometimes Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua also. So in nafil namaz, we should try and occasionally make these duas also, otherwise even out of namaz. اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت. Oh Allah, forgive me all that which I have done before and which I have done later. All my wrong that I have done. A person must continuously be seeking of Allah Ta'ala forgiveness. And our condition is such that even we have to ask forgiveness of our namaz that we make, our good deeds, because they also our intention falters so much. Our actions are so weak. Just now we all made fajr. If we all think, how much concentration did I have? And we lost our concentration and devotion, we should be asking forgiveness. So all our past and future, whatever sins, we should be asking. A true believer who has got some idea of reality will be continuously asking for forgiveness. وَمَا أَسْرَرْتُ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ. And all that what I have done in secrecy and which I have done in public, all my sins, how many sins in privacy that we do, what terrible thoughts we get, what and what passes through our hearts, and then what publicly we have done wrong. And many times we think we are doing right, we are reprimanding somebody, we lose our temper and we say things in public, and we made big fools of ourselves even in front of others. And the worst is we fooled ourselves also, that we thought that we were somebody great, and afterwards even we are proud how we acted and behaved, while everyone else is laughing at us, and they've got a very low picture about us, and we are thinking we are somebody great. We have to seek forgiveness of all this. وَمَا أَسْرَفْتُ. And all the israf, extravagance that I've done, the wastage that we do in food, how much of wastage. We made the ibadat of qurbani, but in the meat of qurbani and all the things associated with qurbani, how much wastage didn't we do? And then also with regard to our time, how we waste our time, just whiling our time away, we waste health Allah has given us, and we waste our health also. So that also we have to ask forgiveness. These are all amanats from Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي. And all those things, O Allah, which you know more better than what I know about myself. Don't ever act like a know-all. And I know everything. Allah knows us thoroughly. He knows us when we were still in the wombs of our mothers. He knows us in every condition. We shouldn't try and act very pious even to ourselves. Allah knows us very well what our condition is. And a true person who has reached reality has no choice but to ask for forgiveness, to make tawbah and istighfar. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. You are the one who put people in front, make them in front, and you are the one who keep people back. That is, Allah makes some people to become His awliya, gives them those qualities, and they become great. And other people, Allah Ta'ala keeps back. And not that Allah wants to keep them back because of their own actions, what they have done. So they are kept back, or they are pushed back. That also we should seek great refuge, that somebody gets pushed front and somebody gets pushed back by Allah Ta'ala. For namaz also we come, somebody is in the first saf, somebody is in the last saf. Allah has put the one in the first saf, Allah put him there. And who Allah kept in the last saf, Allah kept him there. Many times in bayans we see very clearly, some people go to the front. It's not they went, Allah took them to the front. And other people prefer sitting right at the wall at the back, and sitting on the sides, Allah kept them there. So Allah is the one, so we should beg of Allah that He puts us always in front in all good and bad things, that He keeps us away from all the bad things. La ilaha illa ant. And then the reality that there is only Allah who is the doer of everything. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول في ركوعه وسجوده. That Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say abundantly in his ruku' and his sajda also, Subhanakallahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik. Oh Allah, you are pure of all faults, of all weaknesses. Oh our Allah, you are our creator, sustainer, and all praise is only for you. Allahumma ghfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. And to whatever we want to ask of Allah, first we should praise Allah Ta'ala. We should read Durood Sharif and then ask. So yeah, the main thing is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asking for forgiveness. And the reality was, of course, with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and And at the same time, he taught us also that first praise Allah, and the main thing that you have to ask is for forgiveness. Where Allah's Nabi is so great and he's asking for forgiveness, how much more mustn't we be asking for forgiveness? وعنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول في ركوعه وسجوده. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also narrates that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in his ruku and sajda. And this narrations that have come from Hazrat Aisha are clear indications that this was nafil namaz. Because the first namaz, Hazrat Aisha was right at the back. She was in the house. And there Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would narrate, Hazrat Abu Huraira would narrate, but the narrations of Hazrat Aisha makes it clear that these were nafil namazes that were made at home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say subuhun quddusun rabbul malaikati wal ruh in his ruku and sajda. And this really, a person who has got connection from with Allah, then these things become naturally also for him, that oh Allah, you are completely pure of all faults. Oh Allah, there is no possibility of any weakness, fault coming in you ever. You are the creator, you are the controller, you are the Lord of all the malaika, and particularly of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And what a great of angel Jibreel alayhi salam is, and Allah is his Lord. So how great is not Allah Ta'ala? And so this brings reality to a person. So we should try and learn these du'as, make nafil ibadat also, not just to finish off quickly, but with all these feelings we should make those ibadats, and then see what enjoyment we get and what connection we get with Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.